can't sleep, trapped in my own mind. Anxiety. Drowning in the darkness, just can't see the light.
Depression.
Doubtful, insecure, can I really do this?
Imposter syndrome.
I'm alone, unloved, just feel invisible.
That's loneliness.
We're not therapists, but we need one.
Hello, and welcome to We're Not Therapists,
But We Need One.
The podcast where we have honest and vulnerable conversations about our mental health with one another.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Anthony, and neither of us are therapists.
But we're trying to help ourselves and each other by sharing our experiences and feelings.
In this show, we'll deep dive into topics like anxiety, depression,
self-esteem, trauma, and more.
We'll talk about how they affect us,
how we cope,
and what we've learned along the way.
We're not doing this to bash or blame anyone,
especially our families, who may have contributed to our mental health challenges.
We're doing this to heal and grow,
and hopefully inspire others who can relate and open your mind to your own healing.
We also want to warn you that this show may contain some sensitive and triggering content.
We'll be talking about personal and painful things that happen to us and how they still affect us to this day.
If you're not comfortable with that, or if you feel like you need professional help,
this show may not be for you. But
if you're ready to join us on this journey of self-discovery and self-improvement, we're glad to have you.
We're not experts, but we're honest and we're not alone.
Now, let's start the timer. Anthony, how do you feel today?
Pretty good. We got off to a bit of a false start there for a second, but... should I make you go through everything that's happening in your life again that you did in
sure.
the past 4 minutes before we just redid this? Or should yep. I just tack it on to the front of it?
Nope. Let's just restart.
Fair enough. I'm doing well. I just got done with yard work a minute ago. I just got out of the shower and got stuff ready for this. And it takes a lot of like little moving pieces to make this happen. And I keep forgetting how many little moving pieces. And so I'm always like, oh, I'll be done by this time. And I'm like, nope, never mind. There's a lot more to do than I forgot.
I do that every time.
Anyways, how are you? You've had a lot more going on than I have.
Well, you can hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Life's a little bit chaotic right now, but I am surviving. And I guess before I go into my spiel of how chaotic it is, if you're looking at my screen right now, you're looking at fresh homemade dog food that I am planning for, like, basically meal prepping for my dog.
That is... You meal prep for your dog? My dogs eat out of bags.
Because Reggie is ready for it.
He said, hey.
He's like, that is... I recognize that.
I know what that is.
Oh, but anyway, so my life's been chaotic because my house is on the market and it's finally under contract and we've gone through all these hurdles and I'm so excited that we're getting close to done. But between the next week and a half, I have a lot of stuff to do.
I am so glad that you're basically getting done with the house. I know you're not done with it, but I'm glad that you're getting to the tail end of it.
Yeah, I am too, because, well, one, I'm tired of paying for two places.
I mean, honestly, primarily, that would be my concern.
And two, it's just, I'm so tired. I have between now and next Friday, well, technically next Thursday, where there's a walkthrough, to basically finish this massive garage sale that I have of stuff still in my garage, to get the roof replaced, and to finish some wood rot that has started at the back door that just needs replaced. So I have to do all this stuff, and I've got all these people on schedule, but the weather and timing has been very...
Yeah, well, it's been so stormy lately.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you're getting to the tail end of it.
Me?
We have to sell our house, and I am not excited.
Oh, my gosh. And just the drama you go across for that.
I There is so much drama about it. It does make me wonder about some of those places that just kind of come in, assess your house, and just buy it in whatever condition it's in. And like, but I know so many of them are not reputable. But God, it just sounds so much easier than having to deal with anything, like any repairs after the fact that you just randomly run into because you haven't bothered to look at this one corner of your house in 10, 12 years.
Well, I mean, for example, they found termite, but it wasn't in my house. It was on the back fence. And because of that, I have to treat the whole property still.
That is so insane to me that you have to treat the entire property because of the fence.
Yeah, so like, I was just like, ugh.
If you found a roach in my yard, do I have to treat the house for roaches?
Right? So it's just been, it's been a lot of stuff like that. Of course, that starts to eat into my equity quite a bit, but oh well. Such is life. Thank, I was very gracious enough to buy this way back in the day, so I have got quite a bit of equity, but...
I mean, that is the one good thing for us, too, is I just know that whenever we do sell, we've got a lot of equity built up. Because we've been here for 12 years now, actually.
Jesus.
I know. So, we'll have a... I was talking to Joe about it. I was like, no matter how we end up selling, we're still going to come out of it with some money.
Oh, yeah. It's
which
just
is great.
Insane to... I don't know. Look at our lives and realize that it wasn't that long ago, it feels like, that we were graduating high school, which we talked about this actually on our other podcast that we recorded yesterday, but that it didn't feel like that long ago. And suddenly now it's really, it's long ago. We've had these houses quite a while. September would be a decade that I've had this house.
I am 40 and it is, I am getting that real, real midlife crisis. Not crisis, but I am hitting, like, there's a lot about my personality that I feel like is starting to change in a good way, in a way that, like, I'm realizing more and more that I don't want to expend my bandwidth thinking about what other people think of me, I guess.
Right.
And it's hard to do. It's a very hard habit to break.
Oh my gosh, so difficult.
But I find my self-talk slowly changing in my head just to say, like, hey, you've started thinking about what this other person thinks of you. Like, you don't have to. Don't worry about them. They are not your problem, and you are not theirs.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like my dieting. I had to stop and ask myself, I'm like, are you really doing this for you? And then I was like, yeah, I really am, actually. It's wild to see that mentality change when I never expected that, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that's where I've got to lose some weight. You know, I went to the doctor a week before last, whenever we recorded this last, and I'm not in bad health. My blood pressure is a little high, but like my blood oxygen is good. I'm still having, you know, I'm still fine. But the problem is, like, whenever I went for a hike 2 weeks ago, I think it was either the day we recorded this or the day after, it put me down for a solid 2 weeks. Like, I haven't worked out until yesterday, and yesterday I just went for a walk because it hurt my back so bad. And I didn't know about it till like 2 days later. And that is a little frustrating to me. I didn't mean to take both these gloves off. Because I love hiking. Hiking is the one form of cardio that I get out and do that I absolutely love doing. And it does not bother me. It doesn't feel like working out to me. And I can get out and I can run and actually be on the trail and run. And I'm learning that I'm going to have to take it easier than I want to on myself when I do this. And that is, that's got me rethinking my diet and things like that. And Joe and I were talking about it on a walk yesterday, and I think he thought he was going to offend me by bringing up like some little habits, because I had brought up being unhappy with my weight and my body to him. And of course, he's always going to be like, no, you look great. But also at the same time, I think we've been together long enough that he was also like, hey, you expressed this to me. Here are some things that I see you doing that I think maybe you could relook at. You can revisit them. You don't have to change them. I don't care what you look like. But if you do, then here's what I'm seeing. And that was a good conversation. We had it during a walk yesterday before we recorded Beards and Sundries, and it was just nice to listen to, like, I guess him pointing out, like, the little snacking habits that I have and the way that I eat really fast and I don't drink anything while I'm eating, and I do these things. And
oh, yeah.
The eating really fast habit came during the military, so.
Yep.
Well, it's, I don't remember how we got on the subject, but that's, I need to get to work. Oh, we talked about working out, and I need to get back to working out. I have to do it more intelligently until I lose some weight.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is I had to start training myself to drink more water, especially seltzer water, while I eat.
Uh-huh.
And it helps me a lot.
Girl, we got a soda stream. And I am obsessed. I love it. I do. I am living for the soda stream. Because, one, I'm not going through tons of cans of things.
Yeah.
And, two, I make it as I want it. So it leaves a smaller footprint in our house.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So, I don't know. I am really enjoying it.
I just dropped a container of Reggie's food, and I was scared it was going to break and just spill food everywhere.
Oh.
It's a real fear because I've already done it before.
And listeners, if you're watching the video, you might see that I'm using a spice called Dano's. And we are not sponsored by Dano's. I just really like Dano's, and I use the spicy one. And it's low sodium on its own, but I do add salt because I love flavor.
Oh, God, I don't have enough room. This stupid freezer's too small. And I made more food than usual because I changed my recipe a tiny bit.
No.
I know, I'm an expert at that. All right, well, now Reggie's is done.
This cannot sound good.
It does not, actually.
I really hope it doesn't translate. Ugh. Just a little squelching sound or two.
So, because I knew that would not take long, my second thing is everyone gets to watch me make chocolate chip cookies.
Ooh, now I bet people will enjoy that.
Yeah, I hope you do, because if you don't, that sucks.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck off!
This is a therapy podcast. Shut up! Yeah, well... I'm actually making something relatively healthy, and that is I'm meal prepping some stuff for us, and I'm going to... I just topped up some chicken and seasoned it, and I'm going to cook that on the stovetop after it's had a chance to sit there for a second. And now I'm about to dump a whole lot of frozen veggies into a bowl, season them, and they're going in the oven.
Wow, that was loud.
Yes. As it were, this is not an ASMR podcast.
Well, and I shouldn't be eating these cookies, so basically I'm making them to bring to work.
Well, and that's why I'm not making cookies, because if I did, I wouldn't bring them to work because I don't have the self-control that you do, Jay.
I will be eating one when it comes out of the oven to make sure... that I actually cooked, well, made it well. Oh, shit. I forgot to sift it.
I'm going to have to figure out a better setup for this camera, listeners, because Lord knows, this is not a great angle, but my cabinets sit right up against where I work, and so while you can't see it, my camera that's focused on me, the one that you're seeing me on right now, is sitting inside the cabinet. Presently. And the stand that I'm using for my phone has to sit right against the back of the cabinets because it's too tall. The stand is too tall.
Well, I have
that
my
you're all very interested in.
I was like, I have my phone mounted very shakily on the edge of my counter, and there's really no room, so if I bump it, you're not gonna get to watch a lot.
But going back to mental health issues and not camera issues, yeah, I've been finding myself in this weird space of trying to figure out all the things that I want to accomplish in life and not thinking that my life is over just because I'm 40, if that makes sense.
Right.
And it's this weird roller coaster in my head of you'll never accomplish that and you can do it. And so I've had to really focus on my self-talk with it because that is, that's the roughest part.
Yeah. It's, yeah, I get it. I get that a lot. I completely understand that. Cause I'm trying to also start up a side gig, which I've got it going, and I actually technically have hired an employee, and all I have to do is grow clients, and just that part alone at this very second feels utterly exhausting.
I mean, that's the hardest part, though, is growing clients.
Yeah. It just... the amount of time I have in a day does not allow for much of that. And I'm really glad I got that employee. And all I have to do is squeeze a little bit of time in to gain this next client. But even just that time seems exhausting.
Yeah. We have a lot going on. I know that the podcasts don't seem like they're a lot, but they are a lot. And between that and our regular jobs and trying to live life and have social lives, and then adding on top of that, because I know that whenever I think about it as well, I kind of come up in the same headspace as what you're talking about. How am I going to fit in writing? How do I fit in working out? How do I fit in meditation? How do I fit these things into my life? And then I've also got that analytics course that I've been working on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have all these things that I'm working on. How do I get them all in one day and also still find time to relax and let myself rest up and be prepared for the very next day of doing it all over again?
I will say, I focus a lot on my weekdays of cramming in a lot. So by Friday, I am a little bit burnt. But it's given me weekends to feel a little bit better. If I have downtime, I actually feel kind of good about it. And I feel like I got my life back, changing jobs and life lately, even though I'm so chaotically busy. I feel like I'm at least able to squeeze more in.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I think that's, I have a hard time with it because I'm such a, I don't have ADHD that I'm aware of, but I do hyper-focus on things a lot of the time. I want to accomplish things in large bursts of
work. Oh my gosh, yep.
And I don't think I have ADHD because I can, in fact, like stop and focus on things and like do them and not like jump from topic to topic. Like at work, I have a really good time of ignoring emails if I'm working on something, or ignoring phone calls, or being like, hey, I'm working on something, I will get to it. And like, unless this is an absolute emergency, I will get to it at this time.
Yeah.
So I think I'm not where I was when I was working in retail. I think a lot of that mentality still comes from when I was working retail and working for Verizon and having to do that so often, because I had a boss for years and years whenever I was in a role that I thought was probably the most visibility I had with the business and the most like, if I fucked it up, I could lose my job. Or if I fucked it up, I really fucked it up. Like people would be able to actively see me fuck it up. And so I had this boss who was constantly like just throwing shit at me and everybody else on our team, but all of us, in different directions, from different places, no consistent forms of communication. Everything was high priority. It was do this now, do this now, do this now. And it broke my brain because I clearly can't operate like that. And so I think I'm still in the process of getting past that.
Yeah.
Because I do want to react that way sometimes, but I think my natural method of dealing with things is very much like, okay, I hear that you need this. When do you need it by? And then prioritizing things based off of when they need to be done.
Nice. Yeah. Sorry. I'm blending some sugar and butter, so I'm muting myself. I don't think you can hear me, right?
I didn't hear you, no.
Okay. I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm muting myself.
No, I did not hear you, if that's what you were worried about. But
gosh.
Yeah, so I feel like that is a struggle for me, is I do want to segment my time, but I've got, I don't know, when I get home at the end of the day and after we do stuff like this, I'm just like, okay, I think I'm done. Because, like, great example. I got up today at 6 a.m., same time I always get up. I get to work at 7. I worked till 4 today because I had some stuff happen that kept me there a little bit late. Got home, changed, walked the dogs, mowed the yard, went back in, showered, changed, got this set up, grabbed all the stuff I need to do this, and now we're recording this, and by the time we get done with this, it's going to be probably, what, 7:30, 7:45, somewhere in that area.
Somewhere.
And then I'm going to need to edit this and then get it put up for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so by the time I'm done with all that, it's going to be like 9 p.m.
Yeah, and I will go right back to editing our other pod.
Which, thank you, by the way.
Of course.
Because, like, I know that it's gonna be a whole day. Like, I've got stuff happening from the time I get up to the time I am going to bed, basically, because I usually go to bed at, like, 10 or 11.
Well, and a lot of times, that's my weekdays. I'm just going and going and going and going and going.
Which, I mean, you know, hard same. Granted, like, tomorrow will be a lot more calm. And Thursday should too. But then Friday and Saturday, we've got company coming over.
Yeah.
So that means that the next couple of days are going to be us getting the house ready for company.
Yep. So and I'm getting ready for a garage sale, so I get it.
We're also trying to do that. If you're lucky, you can't see the other side of this camera because on our dining table, there's all this glassware that we almost never, ever use. And so I set it out to let Joe go through it to decide if he wanted to keep any of it. What's really funny is I put a lowball glass in there because I was like, I don't really need, you know, two lowball glasses. Rarely, if ever, does anybody come over who likes whiskey the way that I do or who just wants to, like, sip on an alcohol. And so I was like, I'll just keep my one good lowball glass and we can get rid of this one. I made old fashions the other day in, like, a mason jar so I could just pour them out when I wanted. And the next night I was like, I want another old fashioned, but that drink is, or that glass is still in the dishwasher while the dishes are going. So I need another glass. And I was like, well, that lowball glass just earned its way right back in the house. But anyways, we are also preparing ourselves for a garage sale. It's just going very slowly.
Yep. Well, and you know, this stuff's been sitting in the garage of my house for months, but I will tell you the motivation to do anything at this house after I left it was really just, I wrote it off. Like, I wrote the house off bad. I didn't want to do anything. Ooh.
Sorry, I know.
I was like, that is loud.
I am so sorry. I should have done that beforehand. I apologize, listeners, if that comes through.
I was like, at least you're teaching me to mute myself when I have to do it.
I know. Well, I'm learning in the process too, but I don't want to mute myself whenever you're leaving. Anyways.
No, I get it. I was like, everyone has to know that this is still a work in progress for us and we're still trying to learn our tricks.
We are really trying hard to learn how to do this and make it palatable. Anyways, so yeah, I get that though. I feel like that's probably what we'll do as well. I just, as soon as we get to the point where I want to sell this house, I want to be done with it. But I think it's probably even worse because you moved into another place already.
Oh yeah. I mean, in a way that's kind of been handy, I'll be honest. Having nothing to fret about, basically when the house had a showing or something like that, I wasn't having to up and run. I wasn't having to hide the animals because, you know, with a dog and cats, that's a lot of work. And so I decided to put myself in a position that would be less stressful to sell the house. It just got inconvenient that I listed it at a very unfortunate time and had to wait for the season to pick back up. But I mean, it's going, so I'm thankful for that. It's just a lot of, just a lot to keep in mind, and I'm done. I'm so done.
I feel it. I completely get it, because that is, I don't know, it just, it's a lot, and there's already so much going on in your life.
Yeah, it's been a hectic few months, but it was funny today. So I meet twice a week. I meet two different friends a morning before I go to work for coffee. And I happened to see some people I used to work with at my old job this morning when I met one of the girls. And they were like, oh my gosh, you're just like in a new life, because like I showed up at a different car than I had. I don't go to work until 9 when I used to go to work at 6:30 at that last job. Mm-hmm. Everything's a lot more casual for me. And so I just feel a lot more free, and I think it shows.
Yeah.
Because I don't realize how much it shows until other people just talk about how much they can sense differently in me. And I feel like I've been hearing that a lot recently. So I guess I'm taking that as I'm making good life choices. if my demeanor is coming off happier and healthier to people, and I feel
you seem
it.
I'm a lot less concerned a lot of the time. Whew.
Like right
I
now.
Know you have a lot going on still, but I feel like once some of the stuff resolves, it's going to be even easier for you.
Well, and it's funny, like, I get concerned about things, but it just doesn't have the magnitude it used to. It doesn't feel as detrimental of a concern as it used to. And honestly, I have to chalk that up to Wellbutrin.
Girl, let me tell you, as a Wellbutrin girly, I get it.
Okay, so I actually had to pick up my refill of Wellbutrin today. And they're like, we're so sorry, we have to charge you $10. The reimbursement from the insurance company was actually less than we pay for the med. And so we have to charge you $10 for it. And I was like, why are you apologizing? But I forgot what pill they were refilling. And so I was like, wait, which pill is this? And she's like, the Wellbutrin. And I was like, oh my God, I would give you so much more money.
I recently started to take Trintellix. I'm still trying.
Tadalafil? No, I'm
work
kidding.
Myself off of Lexapro.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was expressing to my doctor that I didn't really appreciate the sexual side effects that Lexapro was like making worse by each time. And I'm a sexually active adult. I do have sex with some regularity, and I do not enjoy not being able to come. to put and not too fine a point on it. And so my doctor and I were talking about it, and he agreed to like try to, we tried to like get off of it, and he was like, hey, you should probably try to transition to this. It's basically, it's an SSRI, but it does not give you that same sexual side effect. And so I've been slowly transitioning by taking less Lexapro and more Tintrelix, but actually overall my dosage will be lower.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been interesting. I haven't felt any issues with it except for maybe like Friday when I was in a shit mood, but I think that was just work.
Well, also, we're allowed to have bad moods, even with or without meds.
Well, that was the thing I have to, like, remind myself. Like, just because you're having a bad day or you're feeling depressed one day doesn't mean, like, things are not going well. Just having
right.
a bad day, man.
Just shit like, goes down.
Not every day is going to be good.
I mean, I have really shitty days still, even though I feel genuinely a lot happier and I have a pretty happy, lucky go spirit. God, I can't talk. A pretty happy go lucky spirit. But, you know, shit just happens. And sometimes I swear the weather just does it to me.
Oh, or no, the weather for some reason.
Fucking lack of sleep will do it for sure.
So that is, I'm pretty sure, what happened to me last Friday because of my CPAP. But that's a whole other story.
Oh, my gosh. That reminds me, I need to call my CPAP place and be like, hey, what do I need to do for refills of stuff?
Apparently, they billed me and I never paid it. I don't know if I had it set up to auto-draft out of my old bank account or what, whenever, before we got our bank account hacked. And they were like, you have a collections account. And I was like, I do. I didn't know that.
Oopsie poopsie.
But I was like, okay, well, how long do I have to wait till you can give me the life-saving medical equipment that I need?
Okay, watch out, Reggie. Yeah, that's definitely the worst part, is how expensive CPAP shit is.
I'm starting to see some of it pop up on Amazon for inexpensive amounts
mm-hmm.
at full price, and so I'm wondering if that's going to be a thing that goes away. But I guess we'll wait and see.
Sure as hell hope so.
Yeah. Oh, and I guess next
Alexa,
week you guys
stop.
Can see me finish some of this meal prep and see how Jay's cookies come out.
And we could talk about more sexual problems.
Well, that's fine by me. I'm pretty open. Bye, listeners.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
And we're out of time.
Thank you for joining us today on our show. As you can see, therapy is not always easy, but it can be very rewarding and healing.
If you want to follow our journey and see how we progress, tune in next episode for the continuation of We're Not Therapists, But We Need One.
Join us on our socials, TikTok, Facebook, Threads, and Instagram, and email us at nopenottherapists@gmail.com.
That's nopenottherapists@gmail.com.
We would love to hear your thoughts on our journey or any questions you have that we can help answer. Until then,
stay safe.
Mental health is a serious and important issue that affects millions of people around the world.
If you or someone you know is struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, or have any other mental health conditions, you're not alone, and there is help available.
You don't have to suffer in silence or feel ashamed of your feelings.
There are many resources and support networks that can help you cope and heal.
Here are just a few.
The Crisis Text Line, which is a 24/7 service that connects you to trained crisis counselors who can help you with any type of emotional crisis. You can text HOME to 741-741 in the U.S. or Canada, or 85258 in the U.K., or 50808 in Ireland. You can also visit crisistextline.org for more information.
The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is a 24/7 service that provides free and confidential support for people in distress, as well as prevention and crisis resources. You can call them at 1-800-273-8255 or chat online at suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
The Headspace app, which is a meditation and mindfulness app that can help you reduce stress, improve your mood, and enhance your well-being. The app offers guided meditations, breathing exercises, sleep sounds, and other tools that can help you relax and cope with your emotions. You can download the app for free and try it for 10 days or subscribe for unlimited access to all features. You can find the app on the App Store or Google Play or visit headspace.com for more information.
These are just some of the resources that we have found helpful, but there are many more out there that can suit your needs or preferences. The most important thing is to reach out for help when you need it, and to know that you are not alone. Mental health is not a weakness, but a strength, and taking care of it is one of the best things you can do for yourself and your loved ones. Until next time.